It's been more than a month since the MTA cut or reduced more than 100 bus lines. And while those cuts have disrupted the schedules of many New Yorkers, one group says they've been hit particularly hard. Advocates for the disabled say cutting buses has had an unfair impact on disabled riders. WNYC's Elsa Chang has the story.
Anthony Trocia used to go to Manhattan quite a bit, to shop, to go to the movies, and to visit his best friend in the East Village.
I would go at least once a week.
But since the B39 bus was cut June 27th, Trocia has been to Manhattan only once.
Because I think about what's involved, and I say to myself, well, you know, the movie, I can wait for the DVD and I'll get it from Netflix. You know, if I have to do some shopping, there's, you know, the internet.
If Trocia wanted to take the bus into Manhattan now, it would mean taking three separate bus routes that zigzag him from Williamsburg into Queens, over to the Upper East Side, and down to the East Village. Trocia was born with muscular dystrophy and has been in a wheelchair for 30 years. The MTA says people like him should now use its accessoride vans instead.
I don't want that. I felt I was part of the public. I like taking the buses. I like being part of the public. I like being seen.
And accessoride requires a reservation a day or two in advance.
Woe is me if I decide today, this morning, I want to go to a movie tonight in Manhattan. Can't do that.
Disability rights advocates say in the last month, Trocia's story has become all too familiar.
Now I've heard this consistently from everybody who's calling me.
For decades, Susan Shear has been working to make transit more accessible to the disabled. She herself uses a wheelchair and saw her own bus line slashed.
I have another woman who contacted me.
She's been collecting dozens of stories from disabled bus riders who have spent the last month stranded at home.
She needs a miracle. That's what she told me. I need a miracle. I also heard from somebody who was unfortunately involved in 9/11, who also has residual PTSD and mental health issues.
Shear says she's heard a lot of stories from bus riders who can't negotiate the subways.
And they basically have not left their house.
But Shear says some have tried to use the subways. Out of the 60,000 wheelchair users in New York City, Millie Franco is one of the brave few.
Let's start rolling.
Franco was born with cerebral palsy. She used to wheel her motorized chair onto the B-51 bus to get from Manhattan to her job in downtown Brooklyn. Then that bus got cut. But Franco was lucky. Out of 468 subway stations, only 73 are officially wheelchair accessible. And Franco happens to live and work near two of them.
Every day it's like Russian roulette because you never know if it's working or not.
A lot of things have to happen to get her from the 14th Street Q train stop to DeKalb Avenue in Brooklyn. Like being able to just get in.
Let me show you something. This is the automatic entry card. It doesn't work.
Franco says this occurs all the time. She inserts her half-fare card for disabled riders, but the automatic gate doesn't budge. So she reaches into her wallet and hands a stranger a regular Metro card.
Would you swipe it for me, please?
Sure.
Then Franco waves down a station attendant to manually open the automatic gate. She says using the subway is all about relying on strangers, but strangers can also become part of the obstacle course.
Because I'm lower down, people walk and they don't watch where they're walking. So I get hit with book bags, umbrellas. I have little kids with, you know, strollers. Sometimes I reach over and grab my joystick, and that can be dangerous.
What's also dangerous is the platform edge. Franco often has problems at the Borough Hall station in Brooklyn. When the train pulls in, the subway car is 4 inches above the station platform.
You see, I can't get on. Sir, can you help me?
A man jumps up and wrestles Franco's 300-pound chair over the ledge and into the train before the doors slam shut on her. Franco says the problems don't stop there. The elevators break more times than she can count. The call buttons often don't work. There's no cell phone service. Franco says she spent up to 4 hours waiting for police officers to carry her up the stairs.
I missed my friend's graduation because I was stuck in the subway. I've missed a lot of things stuck in the subway. Doctor's appointments, meetings with friends, dates, things like that.
You miss dates?
Yeah, you get stuck in the subway. No way to communicate, so they think you stood them up. And until you get home and explain it, maybe they'll be nice.
Now, Franco says, she's going to join a lawsuit against the MTA over the bus cuts. In fact, several lawsuits are in the planning stages right now. South Brooklyn Legal Services plans to file one as early as this week. They say the transit cuts hit the disabled unfairly. Susan Scheer, who helped sue the MTA decades ago to get Accessor Ride started, can't believe she's thinking about suing again. She notes the MTA's bus cuts came not even a month before the 20th anniversary of the American Disabilities Act.
Here is this critical element of the civil rights legislation, which is transportation, which is the key to accessing all the other rights in the legislation, and the MTA is going in the wrong direction.
The MTA doesn't deny its bus cuts have made it harder for people with disabilities to get around, but it says it had to close an $800 million budget deficit, and it pulled back service only after, quote, carefully considering the input of its customers. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.
For photos and more, go to the Transportation Nation blog at WNYC.org.